Welcome back to the show. I'm Travis Chappell, and I believe that if you can connect with the best, you can become the best. So after creating 800 podcast episodes about building your network, I've come to realize that networking is really just making friends, if you're doing it the right way anyway. Join me as I make friends with world-class athletes like Shaquille O'Neal, entertainers like Rob Dyrdek, authors like Dr. Nicole LaPera, former presidents like Vicente Fox, or even the occasional FBI hostage negotiator, billionaire real estate mogul, or polarizing political figure. So if you want to make more friends that help you become a better version of yourself, then subscribe to the show and keep on listening, because this is Travis Makes Friends. Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Travis Makes Friends podcast. Today's going to be a pretty quick one. It's basically just me and you sitting here to talk about what the future of the show is going to look like. As most of you know, the show used to be called Build Your Network, and that was for like 800 episodes in 5 years. And at the beginning of 2023, we rebranded the show into Travis Makes Friends, and we went with a different format, one that we haven't done in a long time, which is just purely interviews. And basically over the last few months, we just decided, you know what, we liked the format that we used to do on Build Your Network back in the day, which is why we wanted to record this episode, because starting in June, that's what we're going to be doing moving forward again. And I wanted to sincerely apologize for those of you who were following along enough to know that we missed, I think, a full week of releases, which is not characteristic for us at all. We've done almost 900 episodes in the last 5 or 6 years, and we do not miss unless we're purposefully missing for a specific reason and we come and tell you that we're going to be missing. So this was one of the, I think the only time to my knowledge that we just ghosted and didn't release episodes for a week. So I sincerely apologize. Please forgive us for doing that, but we will not be doing that again moving forward unless, again, I come and say, hey, we probably won't release next week because of this specific reason. That being said, just to give you a quick breakdown on what to expect moving forward, it's based off of a principle that we've been really operating on recently, and something that we've been helping our coaching clients with and different people that come to us for podcasting advice, which is in a world where podcasting is really saturated, where people are continuing to make more and more and more and more shows, we've really decided in our content that you can't just do what everybody else is doing. So the advice that we've been giving to our clients is don't just start a podcast, build a show. Build us something interesting that people are actually going to want to listen to. So instead of like copying Joe Rogan, think about how can I kind of combine, you know, Joe Rogan and Jimmy Fallon or Ellen DeGeneres or like one of these, you know, talk shows that they have segments and they have a band and they have music and they have Q&A and they have games and they have this and that. And it does not have to be that polished, okay? That's why I say think of it like a hybrid, because we don't have commercial breaks every 3 minutes where we have to hold attention from one commercial break to the next commercial break. There's a lot of positive things about the format of podcasting that makes it, in my opinion, a better consumption platform for the average consumer than watching, you know, mainstream television. However, that does not mean that you just have an excuse. This is what I see most people do, is that since they're running a business or doing something else, their podcast isn't the main thing that they do, even if they have a job or a 9-to-5 or something, they phone it in on the podcast content all the time. And then they complain about the fact that their audience isn't growing. And it's like, well, you're phoning in the content. And they get this kind of inflated ego about how much information that, I just know this much about whatever, real estate investing. So people should just be willing to follow me. It's like, no. You have to think about it in terms of people who are actually in the media business. So I go back to what a friend of mine and a mentor of mine, Jordan Harbinger, said to me a long time ago, which is every minute of the listener's time is earned. So when you're thinking about your audience that's tuning into you, when they could be doing any number of things, if they're watching you on YouTube, they could be watching literally anything else. And not just anything else that's on YouTube, which is a wide variety and huge library of things. They could be watching anything that's on Netflix, Amazon Prime, Hulu, Disney Plus, Apple TV Plus. Like, they could be consuming content from anything, anywhere. They could be playing a video game. Like, it's not just your direct competitors you have to think about. It's all the indirect competitors you have to think about, because you're vying for attention, as is every other brand on the planet. Okay. So you can't just think that your listener's going to listen because you're that awesome. You have to treat it with respect, with the respect that it deserves, and think through the idea that every minute of the listener's time or the viewer's time is earned. So when you're putting your podcast together, start thinking about it in terms of a show, in terms of segments. What can we do to make this more interesting? What are some better questions we can ask? And can we throw in a lightning round, or can we throw in some deep questions? Can we throw in something that's like a unique angle or a new segment, or add another episode into our weekly lineup where we do something different than what we used to do that holds and captures our audience's attention? As long as it goes in with your ideal core message, your ideal and core values, and is consumable by your ideal audience, then you should be thinking about ways to install those types of things. So that's essentially the kind of the reason behind what we're doing, is to put in some more variety in the show, continue to add value to people who are listening, and help every person who gives us the time of day to make themselves a better person. Because that's really the whole name of the game for us, is, you know, self-help without all the bullshit. Our goal is always for anybody to listen to the show to have some sort of entertainment factor, to be glad that they're tuning in, that put a smile on their face, make them feel something, but also to motivate you all that are listening to become a better version of yourself, because that is my goal in life, is to become a better version of myself. And I think that if you can become the best version of yourself, then you can live the best version of life that's available to you. And so it becomes a really worthy pursuit. So everything that we do is for that purpose. So essentially what we're doing going forward is, instead of doing 2 interviews a week, Monday, Thursday, what we're going to be doing is releasing 1 interview every Monday. It's our full length, you know, hour plus long conversations that we have with some incredible people that I am making friends with. And then we have our Wednesday episodes, which is what's called our midweek mashup. And this is where we basically find a topic, you know, like whatever, writing a book or leadership or motivation or mindset or real estate or whatever. We've found one topic, and then we go back to our archives and find some of the best people that we've interviewed around that topic. And we clip, you know, 5 to 20 minutes of that interview and put it in the episode along with 3 or 4 other heavy hitting big names that can speak intelligently about that topic. So we've gotten a lot of really great feedback on those episodes when we used to release them. So we're going to get back to doing that. And then on Friday, we are going to do what we call Freestyle Friday, which is essentially a solo show. My producer, Eric, will jump on the mic with me. We'll do some Q&A. We have a hot take. We do some kind of trending topics, discuss things that are happening in the world as it relates to making yourself a better version of yourself. Try to throw in some entertainment, some comedy value in there, at least to some extent. And then essentially you can kind of do what we want. That's why we call it Freestyle Friday. So it gives us the ability to be flexible within the framework of helping people become the best version of themselves. And so we'll have the interviews on Monday, we'll have the midweek mashups on Wednesday, and we'll have the Freestyle Fridays on Friday. So going forward, that's what you can expect from us. We're releasing 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, every single week, both on the podcast, Travis Makes Friends Podcast, wherever you listen to podcasts, and on our YouTube channel, which is at Travis Makes Friends. So if you are not currently subscribed to the YouTube channel, please go do that. We're really new to YouTube. And this is like one of our biggest regrets as creators, is that we didn't jump on the YouTube train a few years ago, even when we were only doing Zoom interviews. There was a mental barrier for me that I wanted them to all be in person. So that's why we waited until January of this year to really start pushing our YouTube channel. But in retrospect, it was a foolish decision. We could have still gained a lot of traffic on there with the podcast. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. What's done is done. We're releasing on there now. So if I know that there's a lot, most of our audience by a long shot comes from our audio side, because that's what we've been focusing on for the past 6 years. So if you're listening to this, head over to YouTube, subscribe on our YouTube channel, because you can now actually listen. I don't know if you guys knew this, on YouTube Music, you can listen to podcasts for free like you can on Spotify and stuff like that now. So it's pretty cool what they've done with their podcast playlist specifically. So go check us out on YouTube, give us a follow, subscribe over there. And now you know what to expect from us moving forward. Every Monday interview, every Wednesday a mashup, every Friday a Freestyle Friday solo episode coming at you guys, all around the topic of how to make yourself a better version of you. And then the vehicle through which we do that typically is through connecting with people who are already the better version that you are trying to become. Because if you get around the right people, you can become the best version of yourself much easier. So that's what's happening with the show. Again, thank you for your patience with us as we kind of navigated this big format change. And moving forward, we will not be missing any more episodes. So Monday, Wednesday, Friday, every single week. Obviously, you can check out all the rest of our content and our clips on Instagram, on LinkedIn, on Facebook, on TikTok. I think we're even posting on Pinterest vertical video. We're on like Rumble, basically anywhere that you can post. We're probably there and we're probably posting content. So you can follow us over there. But the two main places would be the podcast and the YouTube channel. So that is it for today's episode. And the call to action, the last thing to think about is, how can you make your content more like a show? Don't just post to post and check it off of your list. Think about the fact that every minute of your listener or viewer's time is earned. So how can you earn that attention? That's it for this episode of Travis Makes Friends. Catch you guys on the next one. Peace out. That's it for today's episode. Thanks for spending some time with me and my friends. If you want to be better friends with me, then head over to travischappell.com/team to subscribe to my free newsletter, Your Friend Travis, where I share what's on my mind about life, building a business, raising kids, being married, and anything else I would normally share with my close circle of friends. That's travischappell.com/team. And my biggest ask of you, since I'm sharing my friends with you, is to share this episode with a friend of yours that hasn't listened to the show yet. Then leave us a quick 5-star rating in Apple Podcasts and in Spotify. It would mean the world to us as it helps us make sure that this show continues to be more valuable to you. Thanks in advance, and I'll catch you on the next episode.